at 11:30 tonight, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, with the time at 10 o'clock, we go live to the Royal Albert Hall here in London for the second of this evening's proms.
Good evening. I'm Louise Fryer from BBC Radio 3. Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall and this late night prom. It's given by members of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, with their Scottish-born conductor, Douglas Boyd, stepping into the shoes of the late Sir Charles Mackerras. As I'm sure you're aware, he was due to have conducted this prom. He had a passion for Czech music, and that's reflected in the programme tonight, which starts with Dvořák's Serenade in D minor. And it's paired with a serenade written around about 100 years before, which surely must have inspired him, Mozart's Serenade in B-flat major, also known as his Gran Partita. The Czech composer in the 1870s was full of a creative outpouring, but he wasn't earning his living as a composer at the time. He'd given up his job as a viola player in the opera orchestra in Prague to concentrate on writing music, but he had to keep body and soul together by working as an organist at St. Adalbert's Church and supplementing that income by giving private tuition. But despite those competing pressures on his time, or perhaps because of those competing pressures, he wrote this serenade in just 3 weeks in January 1878. It's scored for wind with cello and double bass, and it's in four movements. It's perfect for a promenade setting, as it's full of exuberant outdoor feel to it. And it's in four movements. The first is a march, very much in the manner of an 18th century serenade or divertimento, and it makes a triumphant return in the finale. The second movement is a minuet and trio with a very strong Czech flavour to it, and in fact, that Czech flavour permeates the whole work. So to play it, let's welcome members of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and Douglas Boyd. Douglas Boyd conducting the Scottish Chamber Orchestra in Dvorak's D minor serenade. Dvorak himself conducted the premiere in 1878, and the piece was quickly snapped up by Simrock, capitalising on the success of his Slavonic dances. After the Dvorak, we're continuing with another serenade, And it involves just a little bit of a reshuffle of the furniture. So while that's going on, we're going to find a bit more out about the piece. I'm accompanied now by Douglas Boyd. Douglas, you're a wind player, so presumably...
A former oboist,
now conductor. But presumably you came across these wind pieces very early on in your musical career.
Well, I was very fortunate. I was, in my former life, as an oboe player, I was principal oboe of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, which has performed here many times in the past. And these are two of the seminal wind pieces which we learnt as young musicians when the Chamber Orchestra of Europe was born in the early 80s, particularly with, some of you may be familiar with, a wonderful, wonderful musician who sadly died some years ago, Alexander Schneider, who was the member of the legendary Budapest String Quartet. And we toured all over the world, first with him, which gave us as musicians a kind of vision of how these pieces could perhaps be played. So I've played them many times and conducted them many times as well.
Now, they're both serenades. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the subtleties in difference of orchestration between the two.
Well, I think serenade is almost a misnomer. I think that the serenade almost suggests that it's something that you can sit down and relax to while you're perhaps doing the ironing or something. But I think these pieces have so much more than just relaxation music. The orchestration, as you say, is very interesting. They're quite similar in one sense. The main differences I would suggest are the cello in the Dvorak, which gives it this kind of gypsy, almost bohemian quality. And the Mozart that we're just about to play, of course, introduces the two basset horns, which Mozart was very drawn to because of his relationship with Stadler. And the color of the basset horns, which gives this melancholic character, even when they're trying to be happy.
Now, sometimes it's played with a contrabassoon, but you're using a double bass.
Both are valid, and I think Sir Charles used both. In this performance, we're using a double bass, whereas we used a contrabassoon and double bass in the Dvorak.
Now, it's quite an innovative piece, isn't it, the Grand Partita? There are seven movements, but Mozart really manages to create something special each time.
I think it's one of the great Mozart pieces. It's up there with the late piano concertos and the De Ponte operas and Magic Flute, and maybe opera is the key to it. This, to me, is more than a serenade. It's an opera. We don't know what the words are, but we have a soprano soloist in the clarinet and the oboe. We have alto soloists in the basset horns. We have baritones and tenors in the bassoons, and it is the most phenomenal opera without words, with a kind of overture at the beginning. And then we get into the different arias with perhaps the greatest of them all, the Adagio, in the third movement.
Well, thank you very much. Let's hear it. Let's welcome back the players of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
It may have its origins in outdoor entertainment music, but surely that piece was not designed as simple background music. Mozart's Grand Partita, his serenade in B-flat major, performed here at the 2010 BBC Proms by members of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted appropriately by a former wind player, the oboist Douglas Boyd. And one of the critics present at the premiere in the 1780s praised that piece as glorious and grand, excellent and sublime, and over 200 years on, it makes perfect listening in the airy arena of the Royal Albert Hall. Douglas Boyd, no stranger to Mozart. 2 years ago, he conducted the Magic Creek for Glyndebourne on tour, and this year, he's conducting the Marriage of Figaro for Garsington Opera. And as an oboist, he's recorded Mozart trios and trios too by the Czech composer Zelenka under Pavel Berglund. Well, recently Douglas Boyd made his conducting debut in Australia, and tomorrow night's prom is given by the Australian Youth Orchestra, conducted by Mark Elder. It features the London premiere of Amphitheatre by the Australian composer Brett Dean, alongside songs by Mahler from Das Knabenwunderhorn, Ekaterina Gubanova, the soloist, and the prom ends with the 10th Symphony by Shostakovich. That gets underway at 7:30 tomorrow, but for now that's all from the Royal Albert Hall. Jonathan Swain is in Broadcasting House.
Thank you very much, Louise. Louise Fryer there at the Royal Albert Hall. And just to say, if you'd like to submit a review of tonight's prom, then just go to bbc.co.uk/proms and click on share.
The BBC Proms 2010 continues its Mahler anniversary celebrations with his massive Third Symphony, a piece in which the composer's aim was to give all of nature a voice. Donald Runnicles conducts the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra with the mezzo-soprano Karen Cargill to recreate Mahler's vision of the whole world within a single work. Experience the power of Mahler's Third Symphony as the BBC Proms continue Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to this evening, and in just over 5 minutes' time, tonight's edition of Late Junction. Until then, back to Dvorak. These are a couple of his love songs, Opus 83. The soprano is Gabriela Benyachkova, and the pianist is Rudolf Firkuschny.
Thank you.
2 of Dvorak's Opus 83 Love Songs. And they were sung there by Gabriela Benyachkova, and the pianist was Rudolf Fierkuzny. Well, at 1 o'clock tonight, Radio 3's Through the Night sequence, hosted tonight by Susan Sharp, and it sets off with a performance of Elgar's The Music Makers, a piece with one or two moving self-quotes in it, the Enigma Variations, for example. And then at 2, Beethoven and the String Quartet, the second of his Razumovsky quartets. After it, a performance of Schumann's Rhenish Symphony takes us to 3 o'clock. And a rarely heard Finnish piano concerto with its composer Ilmari Hannikainen. So, highways and byways as ever, in true Through the Night fashion, from 1 o'clock tonight. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30, and time for Fiona Talkington with tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Look at this girl. Instead of going where the money is, she'll follow anyone for a beer. Congolese music from the 1950s, led by Franco, one of the big names in rock and roll in Congo at the time. And welcome to the last Late Junction of this fortnight. Later on, more from the Radio 3 stage at last weekend's WOMAD Festival. This time, the beautiful sarod playing of Shomik Datta. That's at around 12:30. Carlo D was born in the suburbs of Dakar in Senegal, a deeply spiritual singer. He's joined here by Youssou N'Dour in a song about the slave trade. Gore, 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 gore. Gore. Yeah.
vivra verra, qui vivra verra, qui vivra verra, verra. Qui vivra verra que tout va bien pour tout le mal. Qui vivra verra, qui vivra verra, qui vivra verra, verra. Qui vivra verra que tout va pour tout le mal. Dede, tu dois mon regard, me t'ignore what not to get you. Oh, no, 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 Yam yam magiam bate khana chie ne Nasran bi yap se me mam rum tuel
Joy lo lil so pilil de fle amike
Bala nu so so funi yoge bi
Feel a lip, ame, feel a lip, heve, corre, 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 corre,
corre.
Je ne reconnais pas
Coré.
Ramène-nous l'air.
Sous la canicule, les caravans.
Nyon Bokoua.
Oui, oui, oui.
Là-haut.
Tu gardes Yaruma.
Ouais, ouais,
ouais. Si gardes Yaruma.
Ouais, ouais.
Ramène-nous l'air.
Africain, ils auraient dû être.
Gardes Yaruma.
Américains, ils sont devenus. Colombien, Costa Ricain ou Canadien.
Ragnez un nulin.
Wea, wea.
Cigare d'aroma.
Wea, ya, 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 ya.
Cigare d'aroma. Cigare d'aroma.
Wea, ya, 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 ya.
Cigare d'aroma.
Ramène un
nulin.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Motion Trio from Poland, from an album I played you last week, where they join up with Michael Nyman in arrangements of some of his music. That, though, was a piece by one of the trio, Janusz Wojtarowicz, a track called Silence. And that followed the Senegalese singer Kalu D, joined by Youssou N'Dour in that song Gore, about the African slave trade. Jan Bang and Eivind Aarseth did an excellent collaboration for Late Junction last month. Here they are now on Jan's solo CD, which is called And Poppies from Kandahar. This is called Passport Control.
Thank you. Chama aquela negra isolada que achei ela bonita e eu quero conversar. Olha só que lindo rebolado, só dei uma olhada e já não paro de pensar. Queria ser o dono do babado, chefe da brincadeira, vou mandar tudo parar. Só fica eu e a negra no tablado, pandeiro batucando uma cuica pra chorar.
Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também.
Quando eu vi aquele rebolado, uma tontura esquisita começou a me dominar. É que não estou habituado, só sei que essa neguinha tomou conta do lugar. Ela tem um ar dissimulado, tem um jeito diferente, não para de dançar. Fica todo mundo alucinado, ela cheia de malícia, sem nada a reparar.
Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também.
Da morena, convidá-la pra dançar. Tem que ter coragem de ser ousado, tem que ter muito gingado pra poder se aproximar. Além de ser a deusa do bailado, o desinteressado e a todos evitar, leva sempre junto ao agarrado sua mãe, sua tia, seu irmão pra vigiar.
Fui hipnotizada, nega vai, vem dançando bem, cola com ela, vou também. Fui hipnotizada, nega vai, vem dançando bem, cola com ela, vou também.
Fui hipnotizada,
nega vai, vem dançando bem, cola com ela, vou também.
Hipnotizada,
nega vai e vem dançando bem, cola com ela, vou. Tupinambá, treme terra no Pará. O malucão deixando o norte bem doidão. Em Cuiabá, o siriri faz balançar. O alemão, a japonês.